Strength Matters Media. Video, print, podcasts.
Today we're talking about turning your FAQs into blog posts. Now, we've spoken about the importance of blogging in the past, but again, it's like, where do you get your ideas from? Sometimes it's hard to think of content ideas, not just for blogs, but for what you want to post on social media or what you want to put in your weekly newsletter or weekly email, anything like that. So this is what we're talking about on today's episode. So, Andrew, how do we use FAQs? If you haven't got an FAQ, should you then create an FAQ? What's the deal on FAQs and turning them into quality blog posts?
Good question. Firstly, I always remember that when I was struggling to find content, somebody more intelligent than me said, well, what questions are your clients asking you? You know, what do your prospects ask you? And I thought, oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
That's a really good point.
As fitness professionals, we know when we're working with a client or we're in a strategy session with a prospect, there's certain questions that keep cropping up. And I'm sort of the same with you, Josh, when you were at BMF in the group sessions. There'd be people talking or asking particular questions, and time again, the same questions get crop up. We can turn those into individual content posts, be it a blog post, be it a video, be it a podcast. That's a good starting point when it comes to FAQs or questions that contacts might ask.
So what are some of the benefits then of FAQ based blogging?
This is something that we've been testing out both ourselves and equally with our clients within Strength Matters, within our Black Belt Academy. And I have to admit, I was amazed how quickly a positive impact this makes. But let's say, for example, we've put together a blog post on a particular topic. Let's say it's the benefits of high intensity interval training. But then if we plug that into Google and get the results back on that, and it can be on any topic you choose, there's always a bit on Google that says people also ask, and there'll be around about 3 to 5 questions that are relative to that particular keyword or phrase that you're using. And what we're doing is that we're taking those and we're not copying them, but we're adapting them using our own wording. You can do this within ChatGPT really quickly as an example, and then tweak it and obviously make sure that it's factually correct. But then if you're adding those FAQs at the bottom of your blog post, what that's doing, it's showing your advanced expertise and knowledge on the particular topic that you've just done a post on. But equally, you're showing to Google that you understand this topic and that you're working in partnership with Google to give an overarching full overview of that particular topic. And what we've found when we've added FAQs to the bottom of posts, within a couple of days, that's got that post ranking within, more often than not, number one, but equally within the first three really quickly, which, again, that's going to have a positive impact of an increase in traffic to your website, which ultimately is what we're looking to do here.
Yeah, so obviously, ideally, we want to create a blog or video or email, whatever it is, based on questions that our clients or prospects are asking us. And then at the end of that blog or whatever it is, especially if it's a blog, make sure we then add the FAQ in at the bottom, which will then help drive more traffic to your website. Is that correct?
That's it. That's it in a nutshell. And it just, as I say, if you're picking keywords that are being highly searched on Google, and you can quickly find that out by using SEMrush, Ahrefs, Ubersuggest. So what I mean is that if a client's asked you a question, plug the keywords into one of those and you'll see how much traffic that's generating on a monthly basis. But then once you've wrote that post, look for the FAQ, add the FAQs, and that's going to amplify the impact that you're going to have with that blog post. And it's a stellar a strategy to utilize.
Yep. As you say, really important that you do make sure you get the keywords optimized so people can search what people are searching for and they can find your content. Also, if you are potentially struggling and wondering what questions people asked, you mentioned to me before we started recording that there are places you can actually go, especially in the health and fitness space as well, to find questions that people may be potentially asking if you are struggling a little bit.
Yeah, and these are these two platforms. There's more, but there's two that I mentioned before we went live. Reddit and Quora are two great platforms where they've got huge communities. They have they're like old school forums, particularly Reddit, where you've got subreddits and the likes, where you can go in and find health and wellness topics or threads, and you can see the significant questions people were asking the audience on there, and you can see how many thumbs up, you know, how topical, how popular those points have been, and how many people have responded. If this is a significant response, then there's a good chance that that's a good topic that a lot of people were interested in. So you can, well, firstly, I would recommend going in there and putting your two cents to that thread as well, so it raises your hand. But then equally, take that topic and produce your own content on your own platform, your website, your YouTube channel, your podcast or whatever, so that you can amplify that out to a wider audience. But Reddit and Quora are two great platforms to go searching for content that people are actively searching for on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm. And again, if you're doing a blog, it doesn't have to be 2,500, you know, 3,000 words long, does it? But around about 500 words is a sort of a good minimum word count, would you say?
Yeah, I think so. I'm trying to think of the phrase that I was told. It has to be long enough to deliver the value, but short enough to get. And I'm actually butchering this as I say it, but it doesn't have to be a War and Peace novel. Don't overcomplicate it. Keep it succinct, but deliver the full details. And if that's 327 words, fantastic. If it's 2,327 words to take to deliver the message, then so be it.
Fantastic. Before we sign off, Andrew, could you just quickly, if you could, summarize the key points about turning your FAQs into blog posts?
Yeah, so starting point for me was always looking at the questions that clients or prospects were asking, because that gives me a good sound board and starting point for creating content. When you've created your blog post or your content, then go onto Google, look for the people also ask after you plugged in that keyword, and then build out an FAQ section for the base of it. Get your blog post wrote, of course, and then get it, you know, get it out there, and utilize Reddit and Quora and other platforms for ideas for creating additional content.
Absolutely, and optimize your keywords. That is it for today. Please don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe. And if you do want help with your blogging or getting more clients or patients, then book in for your free 15-minute strategy call with us by going to strengthmatters.com/strategy.